The third challenge is development. The needs are immense, but they have never been more urgent. Climate change, the rise of migration, and the unprecedented risks associated with pandemics require us to act quickly and to mobilize the necessary resources. Again, public institutions alone will not be able to cope with this global challenge. The money exists, but it is poorly allocated. It is important to reinvent forms of international cooperation, to renew our multilateral tools by adapting them to the new demands, and to encourage private institutions to take risks for the general interest, to invest most heavily where needs are greatest. Environment, innovation, and development. These three global challenges are at the heart of a new paradigm that we must imagine and build after 10 years of crisis. Together, they demonstrate that we cannot do so without finance, albeit useful and responsible finance. To refuse to put the financial system at our service would be to give up action and prepare the conditions for our collective failure. Of course, this book provides neither all the answers nor all the solutions, but it allows us to confront the fatalists, the adherents of decline, and all those who imagine or imply that we are disarmed. Yes, finance can help save the world. It is up to us to claim it for ourselves.